Matthew chapter 22. Then Jesus reacted and spoke to them again in parables, and he said, "The kingdom of the heavens is like a man who is a king who arranged a wedding reception for his son. And he sent out his servants to invite the guests to the wedding, but they would not come. Again he sent out some more servants, and he said, 'Say to the guests, look, I have prepared my banquet meal. My bulls and fatted cattle have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding.' But they did not care for it, and went off, one to his own field, another to his merchant business, and the remainder seized his servants and dealt with them spitefully, and they killed them. And when that king heard it, he became angry, and he sent his army, and he destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but the guests were not worthy. So go to the arterial roads, and invite whoever you find to the wedding.' So those servants went out to the roads, and gathered everyone they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with diners. Then the king came to see the diners, and saw there a man not dressed in wedding clothes. And he said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you have come here not having wedding dress?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, 'Bind him by the feet and hands, and remove him, and cast him into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.' Then the Pharisees went and took counsel as to how to trap him in his speech. And they sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, who said, 'Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, and you do not concern yourself with the opinion of anyone, for you do not regard the status of men. So tell us, what do you think? Is it permitted to pay census tax to Caesar or not?' But Jesus, having become aware of their wickedness, said, 'Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the official coin of the census tax.' So they brought a denary to him. Then he said to them, 'Whose is this image and inscription?' They said to him, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Render therefore to Caesar the things that are of Caesar, and to God the things that are of God.' And when they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and departed. On that day the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him and questioned him, saying, 'Teacher, Moses said, if someone dies not having children, his brother shall marry his wife in the capacity of the deceased's brother, and raise seed to his brother. Now there were seven brothers in our community, and the first married, and he died. And not having any seed, he left his wife to his brother. Likewise also the second, and the third, up to the seventh. And last of all, the woman died too. In the resurrection then, to whom of the seven will she be wife? For all of them had her.' Then Jesus answered and said to them, 'You are going astray, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they do not marry, nor are given in marriage, but they are as the angels of God in heaven. And concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God, where he says, "I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob"? God is not a God of the dead, but of the living. And when the crowds heard it, they were astounded at his teaching. But the Pharisees, having heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, gathered right there together, and one of them, a scholar in the law, asked him a question, testing him. And he said, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest in the law?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. In these two commandments hang the whole of the law and the prophets. Then when the Pharisees had gathered together, Jesus questioned them, and he said, What do you think about Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, David's. He said to them, How come then David calls him Lord in the Spirit, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand side, until I make your enemies your footstool. If then David calls him Lord, how is it that he is his son? And no one was able to answer him a word, nor did anyone dare to question him any longer from that day.